It's not called a stress test for nothing.
So, I don't know if that's really
Mitchell Community School's assistant superintendent Phil Storm sighs when he hears mention of Indiana's statewide test of assessment technology. He says the nickname couldn't be more accurate.
You hate to say this, but that's the goal of our schools right now, is to do well on the ISTEP.
Just a few weeks ago, sixth graders at Mitchell logged on to try out this year's ISTEP practice test. About 5 minutes in, some students started noticing problems. And only 2 minutes after that, everybody's tests had stopped working. This was not the first time Mitchell students, along with their peers in many other districts, had problems with ISTEP technology. In 2013, multiple school corporations suspended testing after students had trouble logging into the test website. Students who were already feeling pressure were even more flustered.
It had deep impacts on the student psyches.
Sam Clawiter is the technology director at Mitchell Schools. He remembers overhearing an exchange between two students after the test failures 2 years ago.
One girl said, "How do you think you did?" And the other girl said, "I don't know, I just rushed through the test and didn't check my answers because I was afraid that my answers would be lost."
Testing company CTB McGraw-Hill blamed the 2013 problems on server issues. And that's the same reason they're giving now for the stress test failures. This is the last year in CTB's contract with the state. The Department of Education is looking for a new vendor to run the test next year and beyond. Kathy Clawiter has spent her entire professional career working at the Northeast DuBois County School Corporation. So, over the last 40 years, she's seen a lot of state testing.
If I were writing them a memo, I would ask them to continue to support paper and pencil until technology is adequate.
According to the DOE, only about 6% of school districts opted to give the ISTEP online this year. With confidence in the online system noticeably lacking, the state's assessment director, Michelle Walker, says she's up for compromise. But there are good reasons the test is online.
Paper pencil is actually more expensive. There's all of the printing, the shipping, the return, all of the scanning for the scoring.
But if more schools wish to use pencil paper after the second round of stress tests, Walker says the DOE will allow it. Clawiter also asks
that the vendor be held accountable. If the test collapses, they should pay the costs for staffing the tests, and they should buy all the kids ice cream.
Walker says that's what readiness tests are for. Since the first round failures, CTB has updated its test delivery client, the software students use to take the test. Schools will try it out during a second round of stress tests this month. Which brings us to Clawiter's last suggestion. Why bother? Get rid of the test altogether.
I'd also ask them to reconsider the standards and to try to construct a developmental reality that will work for the children who are involved.
Indiana adopted new college and career-ready academic standards last year. To comply with the current version of the No Child Left Behind law, Indiana has to give a statewide test every year based on its standards. That's a federal mandate. State Superintendent Glenda Ritz says in an ideal world, it's not the way she would do things.
This is not how the department or the State Board of Education would have chosen to implement a new assessment. We want to have the best testing climate for our students.
For now, thousands of school leaders, parents, and students have their fingers crossed that the second round of stress tests on February 12th goes off without a hitch. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Rachel Morello.